Chapter 2.
I shouldn't be here, Rolf thought as he saw him. The conductor came down the aisle of the dining car, checking the other occupants had the correct tickets. When he got to Rolf, he gave him a curious look. He spoke in German.
Where is your guitar?
He asked with a faint smile. Rolf held out his ticket, scrambling for the right words.
Strapped into the luggage rack. For safety.
It's a cello, actually.
Pity! You could have played us a tune.
He scanned Rolf's ticket with his device and wished him a pleasant journey. Only then did Rolf release a long exhalation of relief. He belonged there. Of course he did. The hand-to-mouth existence of the past was behind him. No more ducking and diving, faking and cheating. He was on the way up. He belonged. It would take years, he assumed, before figures of authority ceased to terrify him. Maybe he should, as Leonor had suggested on more than one occasion, seek therapy. Or maybe he should just get over himself. For people like Leonor and her friends, therapy was like having their roots done or nails manicured. They had nothing to hide. He picked up his knife and fork and continued to eat his Venus schnitzel, commanding himself to focus on the future, not what had gone before. A positive mindset always worked for him. He visualized a successful outcome. Handshakes, smiles, claps on the back. Why not? He knew what he was doing. He and Leonor had chosen selections from his repertoire that demonstrated quality over quantity. They had rehearsed all potential questions, and she had given him critical feedback, boosting his confidence, reassuring him he could reach the moon. He was ready for them. The question should be, were they ready for him? He stifled a smile and opened the small bottle of red wine. If she was here, she would forbid it, or point out that white suited the dish better. But she wasn't here.